Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially phased by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Cover Mode with me, Rashan Isaacs. I am so excited for my guest today. It's Mariam Jakut Harris. She's moved from retail planning and teaching to start Cooked Inc. And it's the most amazing, I think she's got a large following as well. If you've ever tasted Cooked Inc., she makes healthy look so good. In fact, I was just telling her now, I love her website. It's so clean, just like the food. But assalamu alaikum, Mariam. Welcome to Cover Mode.
Wa alaikum salam, Rishan, and everybody else. Shukran for having me.
I'm so glad you are here. But Mariam, let's start with how you went from teaching and detail planning to cooking food and absolutely loving it.
So the teaching background was, I've always loved to teach, went and got my teaching degree and everything like that. But eventually when I went into the teaching field, where the money was, it wasn't where I wanted to be because I wanted to make a difference. And then I fell into retail planning, which I also loved because I love working with numbers, analysis and all of that.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, I do, totally. It helps with the measuring of all of those, the cooking and the ingredients.
Yeah. It's very helpful now, planning meals and things like that. But then I was diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And then I had to change my eating habits and how food works on the body, how it nourishes the body and things like that. And that's when I discovered, oh, I've got a flair for making healthy food really delicious. It just came natural as a natural talent. And then I still continued my job in retail planning. And every day I would pack my lunch. And I'd come and sit at the table, at the lunch table, and I'd pack my little tiffin box onto my cutlery and everything like that because I wouldn't believe in eating with plastic. No, food is an occasion. Mealtime is an occasion. And I'd sit out, and everybody around the table would always say, wow. And they'd be like amazed and like, why don't you just buy canteen food? I'm like, no. And then I thought, let's try it. I went on maternity leave and I thought, actually, let's give this a go. And from then, Cooked Inc. was born.
Oh, wow. So cooking has always just been there.
Yeah.
It's part of who you are. It just goes to show that when you follow your passion, it's always there.
It's always.
It doesn't matter what you are doing.
Yeah.
It's always there. It's that thing that stays with you. And like you said, even though you were working, you always had your own little
yes.
set with you and everything all set up and your food on, you know, healthy as well still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Always.
And, and the thing that you say, when you say now healthy, you make it good. You
yes.
make it look good and taste good.
Yes.
And that's what we love and what we love, I mean, about your cooking is that when you eat it, you see the greens, you see the yellows and all
yeah.
the colorful. Like they say, you must make your plate so colorful.
Yes.
But it's the taste.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that good food or
it's
healthy
bland.
Food is not supposed to taste
no,
good.
No, that's a thing of the past.
That's good to know. So how easy is it to eat healthy?
I think for me, the body is like a car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what you put in. You have a car. You put in the correct fuel every day, right? You don't put in too much petrol because that tank is going to overflow,
uh-huh.
right? You have it serviced, you have brakes done, you have all of that. But when it comes to our body, people neglect it so much. And the body is this amazing machine. Like, it can heal itself, it does all these things for you. But the time when people only realize it, it's when it's too late, when they've either got a sickness and they have to run to the doctor, get a quick fix and get it fixed. So why don't we feed our body and look after our body the same way we do after the car?
Mm-hmm.
So think about what nutrition you are putting in.
how is this nourishing me? Because a lot of people also now, with 2017 started, everybody's like, oh, I'm on the weight loss thing. I need to lose weight. But you have to. I was also one of those. I was always a bigger girl as well. But the thing is, once you start that relationship with food, where food is nourishment, and it's not just a source of pleasure. Yes, it mm-hmm. should be pleasurable as well. But start off with, how is this going to nourish my body? Get that healthy relationship going with food. So when you're even planning your meals, you're thinking, okay, so today I'm training. I need some carbs in my diet, some good carbs. I need some protein and some fats. Today I'm not training. I'm sitting in the office all day. I'm doing nothing. I'm not going to be expending any energy. Same like the car. The car's not going anywhere. It's sitting in the driveway. Are you going to put fuel in that car? Not really. So that's how people should start approaching food and how you eat mm-hmm. every single meal.
And is it true that when you eat high sugary foods, you know, and those gastrics and things, your brain and your body sort of is appealed by those things? You stay on that sugar high. Yes. You want 3 or 6 sugars, some people, in their tea because they need that. They need to taste the sweetness. Yes. And from experience, I've learned that when you eat healthy, you can actually train your brain to listen to what your body needs.
Yes.
And not what your eyes are telling you.
Yes.
And when you do that, I mean, I'm the one that used to have 3 sugars in my coffee. But I literally made a switch because I could taste the sugar.
Yes.
I could taste the fat in the chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like, and I loved the fact that I could taste it because it was telling me this is crap.
Yeah.
This is junk. And when you, and it's really about a transformation.
Yeah.
But okay, now I've happened to do that. How can we make a change? How can others make that change?
So I believe in not going the Gestapo way. So I don't mean like people say, no carbs, cut out all the carbs, cut out all of this, cut out all of that. No, just stick to whole foods. Mm-hmm. So foods that is closest to nature. Did that burger bun fall off the tree?
Definitely not.
Yeah. Did that Coke can fall off the tree? No. So eat foods that is closest to nature. Like some people are saying, no, we can't have butternut. We can't have potato. We can't have rice. Mm-hmm. But those foods are closest to its source.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step.
Okay.
Cut out all the rubbish. If you first start reading the ingredients also.
Oh, my God!
Like that just puts me off already.
Yes.
And you see the nutritional content and tells you like a can of soda is 30, 40 grams of sugar, which is 7 to 8 teaspoons. You are putting that into your mouth, into your body. Like, who eats 7 teaspoons
of sugar? I was
going to say,
no, I wanted to name and shame Auntie Abida there. She's sitting with an ice cream. I hope it's frozen yogurt and cake.
And
I hope that's a GI cake? A banting diet. She's on a banting diet. But I hope she's listening attentively and this is her last meal. She says it's her sugar intake now.
For the week, we hope.
That's our technician there.
So start off with those things first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have all the fancy ingredients. You don't have to have the quinoa.
Oh, gosh,
and all
yes.
of these.
When they tell
you
that and you need to
down.
Put this in, I'm like, what does it look like? Where do I buy it? Even some spices and things.
Yes.
It's like, is this supposed to be at a specific wellness store?
Yeah. So people have, because of marketing and consumerism mm-hmm. also, people are making things inaccessible when it's not. It's basic knowledge, basic logic. So you can start off your morning with some oats.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go a step further, get you the steel cut oats because the steel cut oats has more fiber.
Okay.
Yes. So it's like your whole oat, the whole seed. So it's the entire seed that has just been cut up basically into 2 or 3, whereas your rolled oat has been flattened and it's...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then your steel cut oat is also lower GI
so
than
So where
your
would
normal.
You... Where, like, you find this in the normal shop?
You find it. Okay. Look for steel cut oats.
Because you know when they say, like you're saying now, steel cut oats.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to find it in the normal grocery store because I've never looked for it there.
You've never looked for it. There we go.
So I'm thinking it's probably in the special nutrition store.
And same like with your grains. Like people overlook grains like barley, basic grains, which is cheap. If you have to boil that up, mix it with some lettuce, cucumber, some tomato, lovely herbs, some extra virgin olive oil. There you have a salad and a good carb as well with your meal. But people think it's expensive when it's not.
Mm.
You buy a packet of lentils. You don't have to cook the whole bag.
I don't think they actually do the math and look at how much they're spending when they go for the, you know, that quick fix.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, some of them skip breakfast.
Yes.
And or they have those high, and cereals are high sugar.
Extremely high sugar.
And then when they get to work, where they need to be, or after they drop the kids from school, they suddenly feel so hungry because, you know, their energy doesn't stay for that long.
Yeah.
But what they tend to do is they tend to go and buy the wrong things again.
Correct.
Because they need that energy fix or that sugar fix.
Exactly. They want to get back onto that spike again. And it creates that vicious cycle all the time.
Exactly. Which is exactly where you're going in terms of buying the right foods or the right combinations of foods that will last. Your energy will then will last longer.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're pregnant and you have all these cravings, and then the doctor tells you these cravings are actually just you craving certain nutrients. And that's the same with us when we're not pregnant.
But we think we're craving sugar and stuff, but we're not.
That is actually our body's telling us.
You see how our brain is incorrectly wired. I just want to, you are listening to Cover Mode, and we're chatting to Mariam Jakut Harris from Cooked Inc. And we're helping you get a healthy start. And you know, Cover Mode is all about fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and we're looking at you from the inside out because we want you to be glowing and shining and looking amazing and feeling amazing. Yeah. And really, what you eat does exactly that. In fact, I posted on my Instagram, Rashan Isaacs, that you are what you eat. And we got a WhatsApp. Tia Pita's laughing there because she's eating cake there. I have a WhatsApp message. And if anybody else would like to you know, get involved in the conversation, please WhatsApp us on 072-238-0712. That's our WhatsApp number, 072-238-0712. Or call us, 021-442-3530. That's 021-442-3530. This lady on the WhatsApp says, I'm sitting having grapefruit and some green tea inspired by Mariam and the BOB group.
The Bob.
Oh, the Bob group.
I was That's like, our boot camp group.
Oh, I love boot camp. But we'll talk about exercise in another because they go hand in hand. So, yes, we can make a change.
Yes.
What can help us make that change? Because it's all in well saying this is what you need to eat. How do we get to that
the
point?
The first thing we have to do is do that mind switch.
Like you said, you don't. Why do we wait till we get sick?
Yes. Why? That first thing is a mind switch. Just think of food as nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's nourishment. It's not for emotional issues, which a lot of females use it as. They use it as a crutch. It is for nourishment. It is there to feed your brain. It is there to feed your insides, to make everything work properly. So when we are putting chemicals into our body, foreign objects, so all that list of ingredients you see on refined foods, that's going into your body. Your body is a living being. It's a natural being. It's looking at that foreign object and it's, you know, like a puzzle.
Right.
Like a block. It's trying to put something, a square piece into a round circle. Into a circle. Into a round circle. Into a circle. And it's trying to do this. And that's what creates inflammation also in the body. Because now your body has to fight off these foreign bodies. Whereas if you fed it a natural substance that your body's familiar with, your body wouldn't have to work so hard to get the nutrients out of it and to let it go where it's supposed to go.
And the more we put in the junk, like if you eat junk, you look...
You feel junk. You look junk.
We're not aiming it at you anymore.
But it is. You'll see with people's skin and things like that, people start glowing more. You look more healthier. You just
seem full of life.
It's true, but it's also because it's taking care of your organs itself. So when you eat all those sugars and things, apparently it slows down your metabolism.
Yes.
Because it's taking so long to go through all those refined sugars and all the other junk that you've been put into, that you've put into your system. But you can correct it, because if we look at the cycle of how your body changes from your skeleton to your organs to your liver to, you know, you can change all of that from 3 days up to 2 years. All of those sorts of things can change. Like your stomach lining changes every 5 days.
Yeah.
And if those things happen, it's not ever, it's never too late to make a start, because you can see changes almost immediately.
Good.
I found that also something that all makes an immediate change is if you get your water right.
Yes.
Because some of us think that if we drink the gas cool drinks.
Or juices.
Oh, yes, juices. They always think because it's fruit. But they don't see it's a fruit mix.
Yes.
It's not the actual
sulfur dioxide preservative and all of these things that sits on people's chests. And then little children are having asthma problems and things like that. And they don't realize that it's the sulfates and things like that in the commercial juices that is doing this. So, like, even you're giving your little kids these commercial juices with all these preservatives in and things like that. And we are feeding all this constant disease. And everybody's like, oh, but this one is sick and that one is sick. But it's the quality of our food and what we're putting in. So then people look at you and they say, no, but 20 years ago, I ate bread and I ate bread every day. Yes. But that bread was delivered every day by the bread man, if you remember. And they'd cut it in the shop for you. Your bread didn't last 2 weeks on the shelf. No. So imagine that's not 2 weeks that's sitting in your stomach. All those things that they've added to make it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And same like with my meals. I don't offer meat as often, because the way cattle and our meat and our chicken and everything has been bred these days, it's with hormones injections to make things bigger. What they've been fed on, they're not running around, they're just in a little coop eating whatever they're supposed to be eating, not their natural diet as well, and then you ingesting that. So that's where all these diseases and things are coming from. So it's quality of food is also important. Include more fruits and vegetables. It's simple. Fruit and vegetables are your cheaper thing. If you go to the market or something like that, buy your fruit and veg twice a week. Make your smoothies as a meal.
So instead of having the fruit juices, you can actually make your own juices, which is so much better because they're fresh.
Yes.
That's why whenever I go to those fresh juice or fresh, what do they call, shops, where they make the juice from scratch. In fact, they make it in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Then you know that's an orange that's going in. And like you said, all of these bring nutrients and minerals into your system that fight against, you know, immune deficiencies.
Although
it builds your immune system up. So it provides you with the right, you won't get sick.
Yeah.
Well, not that you won't
get sick.
Not you
won't, but you providing yourself and putting your best foot forward so that if you do.
And you're building your army up.
Yes.
You know, your white blood corpuscles.
If you should get sick and if you should happen to get sick,
your body has then a better chance to fight.
There we go. And you can get that Western medicine in that, yes, it does have side effects, but it won't be as bad because your body is already prepared and it's ready to go to war, basically.
I also want to chat about how we shop for these things. We've mentioned a lot of ingredients, and we've also said all these Keno and whatever, and that I can buy. What is the
okay? So your basics.
Steel cut
oats.
So when we buy things, I mean, they say you can't have carbs.
Yeah.
Then you can have carbs, but it's the right combination.
Correct.
And which carbs you're having.
Correct.
And then there's the refined sugars.
Yes.
And then there's fat.
All
the different types of fats. So, yes, you do get quite, you know,
you do
gobsmacked when you look at the ingredients.
Yes.
Because you're like, okay, now how much percent is it supposed to be?
Yeah. It can get a little bit daunting. And I think, like I say, the market has caught on to this and has caught on to people's insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So they make it seem like it's hard work when it's not.
Okay, good.
So when you're looking at your carbs, you're looking at your complex carbs. You're looking at unrefined carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at things like lentils, beans, chickpeas.
Now, which category does that fall into?
That's your carbs. So these are your carbs, your complex carbs. So these are your carbs that have fiber as well. Mm-hmm. So you're always looking to keep fiber, lots of fiber in your diet, because it keeps you regular and it keeps everything moving along quite nicely.
Oh, somebody asked here, is brown sugar healthy?
No.
What about, okay, they mentioned the name. What about decaf coffee?
Okay, so.
You know you're going to get all of the
decaf. Okay, the brown sugar. Brown sugar is just a step before it goes to normal sugar. So mm-hmm. it's just molasses and things that hasn't been yes. removed yet. Mm-hmm. When people ask me and come to my house for tea or coffee and they ask for sugar, they know they're going to get a no. I don't have sugar in my home.
What about honey?
I have honey. Okay. I have the raw creamed honey, or I just have the raw normal. Yeah, mm-hmm. honey. Also, I look at ingredients that is mentioned also in the Quran. So people say, no, you can't have honey because honey on banting or this diet says mm-hmm. no honey. But if you look at ingredients, yeah, there's lots of honey. There's honey for everything that mm-hmm. is mentioned in the Quran. Yes. They say, like, you know, honey,
and
honey.
We give the baby honey when we do the name giving as well. They love it.
Exactly. So again, honey is coming straight from the bees. Mm-hmm. You are having it as is in its raw form. So yes, have your honey. I'm not saying have five tablespoons a day. I'm saying have a teaspoon with your oats in the morning. Have a teaspoon maybe in your smoothie at lunchtime. But that's about everything in moderation. Don't go. The only thing that I say have a lot of, you can have, is spinach, baby. That's like my go-to vegetable.
So there you go. You can have lots and lots of spinach. We're chatting to Mariam Jacuz-Harris of Cooked Inc. And she's helping us with our year of healthy eating, and she's giving us that kickstart, and literally a kickstart. We stay tuned and we'll join her once again after the break.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
So we know to stay far, far away from refined sugar. And Mariam tells us that carbs, and the right carbs, that is, like your lentils and your that provide you and your beans that provide you with fiber, are the good choices to make when deciding on carbohydrates. Anything else around carbs?
So you're looking for rice also. Rice, you want your brown basmati rice. Mm-hmm. Even your normal basmati rice is quite better than your normal white rice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because okay. it is lower GI than your normal white rice. Mm-hmm. Butternut, potato. I know the poor potato has been like thrown aside, and everybody's like, no, 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 just do the normal potato.
But because most people put it in the fryer.
Exactly.
And then because they want that roast potato. You know, the Sunday roast?
Yeah.
The roast
with
potato.
All the fat in and the no.
Yes. But now, if you talk about a baked potato.
A baked potato or your boiled potatoes and stuff like that, and then you roast it in the air fryer. I don't think he was listening to our conversation.
He wasn't. I think they're doing it on purpose. They just brought cake into the studio.
So, and also the amount of carbs that you are eating. Like I said, if you are going to be very busy, you can have a little bit more carbs. If you are going to be exercising that day, yes, you can have some carbs. But if you're going to be sitting in an office all day and you're going to come home, and you're going to sit on the couch and watch some TV, then no.
No carbs.
No, no. Carbs. Oh, okay. Because then you carbs is like your fuel. Mm-hmm. It's your standard mm-hmm. fuel. It's what you're going to need to move forward all the time. So if you're not going to be moving that much, then no.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then what about proteins? What sort of proteins are good?
Proteins, your eggs.
When are they not good? When they fried.
When you have too much of it, also.
Okay.
So I believe like certain things like beef, if mm-hmm. you have too much of it, because it's such a fatty meat, and because I don't think we have the best quality beef out there. Our cattle is not roaming on a farm somewhere and they're not getting a diverse diet. I'd stay away from that too often. So I do meat probably only once a week. If you're looking at chicken, you want a free-range chicken, eat all of it. If your chicken is free range, especially, the skin is fine on there. Mm-hmm. Unless you're trying to cut calories, then you take it off because the extra fat and things like that means extra calories.
So it also depends on what your goal is, what you want to achieve. You know, if you're an athlete, then obviously you want to take in enough protein to maintain those muscles and things
and
like that.
Yes, and for repair and recovery and things
exactly.
like
that. But if you are losing weight, you need to take, what do they say, the portion, your size of your palm or something?
The size of your palm is the standard size of a protein that you're going to be having as
by,
a portion.
By that, like fish, chicken, and your meat. Yeah. And then also in terms of the meat, I tend to buy the fillet because they say that's like less fat on there.
Correct.
So a fillet with a nice salad or, you know.
And stay away from the refined meat. So your sausages, your Viennas, your... you hear a lot of people saying,
quick fixes.
Now I'm banting, I can have all this. And then they have all the sausage on their plate and then they're like, but what's in your sausage?
Yes.
And they're not having greens to go with it because your body needs that greens to break down the protein also. Otherwise, that protein sits like, it's just there. And meat protein takes 3 days to get out of your system.
No,
so it's sitting there and rot. Yes.
That sits fast.
And you get that meat sweat. You know, like my sister.
And
she actually has meat sweat. Your protein, start of your day, I think each meal should be balanced at all times. So for me, an example of a normal day. If I'm training in the morning.
Yes, give us our breakdown for our day. Morning.
Okay. The first thing when I wake up is I put on the kettle and I have a cup of green tea. On an empty stomach, I have a cup of green tea. I only eat then a half an hour after that green tea, half an hour to an hour after that because... The green tea just kind of wakes up your body, wakes up your metabolism, and gets everything going. Then I'll
And also your body has been dehydrated.
Yes.
You've just woken up from sleep. And you don't realize how much your body's actually busy when you are sleeping.
At nighttime while it's repairing itself. So after my green tea, half an hour later, I'll have, if I'm training that morning, I'll have some oats with some whole fruits, with some chia seeds in, and a little bit of honey. When I get back from training, I'll have then protein, which will be basically 2 eggs, and I'll make myself something, a green juice.
And when you say 2 eggs, because I know it's not the oil in the scrambled whatever eggs, you took my boiled eggs.
I have either boiled eggs or I take 2 eggs and I just pop it in a mug and put it in the microwave, like at 30 seconds, and out it pops.
Because the way you have the egg as well, so that you
If you're going to be having scrambled egg, use your coconut oil, cold pressed coconut oil.
I have that. Okay.
It's a wonder ingredient, coconut oil. So you have that with your scramble your egg. That's fine.
And it actually tastes nice.
It tastes a bit tropical. And then I have a green smoothie or something. And so that will just sustain me now up until probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Then I'll have lunch, which is usually a salad. My salads is not lettuce, tomato, and cucumber.
Because we think that's the only salad.
Yes. So keep in your pantry things like, I know if it's only one or two people, like I boil my lentils and all my pulses from scratch. But the canned ones are good. Wash it off nicely, rinse it off, and you can use that. Sprinkle it over your salads. That's some complex carbs that you're adding to your meal.
Can I sprinkle sweet corn?
That's also fine.
But not the creamed ones?
No. And not too much also, especially the sweet corn, because the sweet corn has a high sugar content.
That's what I was going to ask you about the fruits and vegetables. Yeah. There's some that actually have a higher sugar content than others.
So you have certain fruits. So I have fruits.
Or even higher fats than others, right?
Not really
like
fats.
Like bananas and...
Bananas has more carbs and sugars. If you're having your banana, I usually have banana also on a training day. And it also will be only in the morning. I don't have heavy fruits like bananas after 12 or 1 o'clock.
And avocado is a fruit.
Avocado is a fruit. It's a lovely fruit with very good fats in there. It keeps you full. So if you're having your 2 scrambled eggs, have a half or a quarter ever with it. It will keep you full and sustain you up until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Also drink your water in between. Then I have green tea again after my lunch. So I have green tea thrice a day.
Thrice a day. Okay.
Yeah. And then usually about 3-4 o'clock, I'll have about a half a grapefruit. I'll also snack on a few nuts. I try not to keep too much nuts in my house because I can't ration myself. Because nuts is just a liquor.
And nuts, pretty whole nuts.
Yeah, and nuts are high fat, which means it's high calories.
Okay, we're going to find out what you have for supper. We're going to take a quick break. Okay. And then you're going to tell us what you have for supper.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
All right, so we do have another WhatsApp message, but I'm gonna get to that after we get to your supper, because you said you started off in the morning with green tea, and a half an hour later, you've eaten your oats, whole fruits, chia seeds, and you've had your honey and your green tea again. Also. Or was that with your oats and stuff?
That's not in my oats, yeah.
And then you said 2 boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm, that's after my workout.
Okay, awesome. And then you've had your green smoothie with a green smoothie, exactly. And then for lunch, you've had a salad with lentils. And like you
broccoli,
said, you can have
whatever,
your canned stuff as well, as long as you take out all the...
Rinse it off nicely. Yeah, so all the brine and the salt and that comes off.
And then you also have your green tea, and you have about 3 cups of green tea a day.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to copy you. We're going to be eating like Mariam. And then you also mentioned a half a grapefruit, and some, sort of like a snack.
Yes.
What's for supper?
For supper, it's usually the same. So it's, again, a protein. It's whatever meal I cooked that day. Mm-hmm. If I'm not training the evening as well, then I don't have any carbs the evening. So I won't even have things like butternut and stuff the evening. I'll just have, again, a protein and then some veggies, broccoli, green beans. I believe in having greens with each meal.
Ah, mm-hmm. Or veggies or just...
But greens. I think a lot of people don't realize the powerhouse that greens are.
Well, they say eat green and it will make you lean.
There we go.
You know, that saying is not go without it.
So I always have the big bag of baby spinach in my fridge. I always have that because it's so versatile. Mm-hmm.
In fact, you taught me how to make that.
Yes.
The green smoothie with the baby spinach. You're going to have to share that. Are you allowed to share that? But on the WhatsApp, this person is saying she drinks 3 cups of lukewarm first thing in the morning. Is this a good thing?
3 cups is a bit much.
You don't have to take your entire water intake in the morning.
Yeah.
One go.
You're going to feel a bit bloated in your tummy. Yeah, like
then you're not going to be hungry afterwards.
Yeah.
And you need those nutrients, right?
Like I say, everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. You can't go to the extreme on everything. Mm-hmm. So 1 cup of your lukewarm water with maybe a slice of lemon in, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Also, try not to do fresh ginger in your water on an empty stomach because it can make you a bit nauseous and, make you... So not in an empty stomach. That you can have later in the evening before bed, maybe.
And then just to end off today's discussion, mm-hmm. what is our basics for our pantry?
So your basics for your pantry. So you start with your carbs. If it's just yourself that's eating healthy or it's for your entire family, it depends. So if it's just yourself, buy the canned pulses because it's easy. You just rinse this off and it's ready. If you're cooking for a family, it works out much cheaper to buy the packets. Soak it overnight and then boil it the next day. It's best to soak your pulses also because... it just wakes him up a bit. It gets him alive again. Gets him to sprout to something like that again.
Okay.
It makes them healthier.
Gets them life.
So that's what you do with your pulses and things like that. Keep brown rice in your cupboard. Then onto your proteins. What I do with my chicken breasts, I freeze them individually. So I wrap each breast.
In fact, they sell them like that, you know?
Yeah, but then they're expensive and then people say, I can't afford.
Oh, that's, you see, so when Mariam says that it's not expensive.
Yes.
Look at what you're buying. Don't go and think, eat healthy and go and buy the expensive
one. Now you're like, but chicken fillets are like 60 rand a kilo. I can't. No.
Okay, so we freeze them individually.
Yes. You can even buy the one with the bone and on the bone and clean it and prep it and like have like Sunday afternoon when nobody's doing anything. Just like prep your stuff maybe for the week.
And it's easier, like they said, everything. Preparation
is planning. Key. Yes. So if you have your chicken breast ready, that's an easy lunch for you for the next day for work. It's an easy supper when you come home in the evening. Have canned goods to have good is also things like chopped tomatoes and things like that. Okay. It's easy when you want to make a curry quickly in the evening. And there's nothing wrong with curries. Mm-hmm. It's the amount of oil and the amount of saturated trans fat oils that's putting
coconut oil or olive oil.
Put in your coconut oil, put in your extra virgin olive oil. And you don't need a lot of oil when making curry.
I like remember that oil.
Yes, I'm like, ooh. If I see that, I'm like, ooh. Then you have that blood gloss.
No lip gloss. Yeah.
So, curries are fine if you're going to be having it with basmati rice. But again, have your basmati rice, but have like 2 tablespoons because sometimes you do want that. Mm-hmm. We are traditional. We do eat with a heart first and what we were taught and what we learned. So, yes, don't cut it out. But you don't have to have now your basmati rice with 2 potatoes in your plate. No, pick one. You can have your rice, but you can't have your rice and your potato, especially at nighttime. Keep fresh fruit and veg. Like I said, a big bag of baby spinach. Because this is ideal to put into your smoothie. It blends really well. You don't taste that fibrous bits like the big spinach has. So you pop
I can vouch
that.
For that, yes.
So you pop that in. It's a base as a salad. So instead of having normal iceberg lettuce, which, yes, it's cheaper, but there is no nutritional value in there. So we want to get nutrients. So I use that as a base for my salads as well. In the evening when you're going to be having your curry, try your curry with raw baby spinach. So you put your hot curry on your raw baby spinach and eat it like that.
Oh.
And then let me know.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious, actually.
Because then you're getting that flavor, but then you're again getting your nutrients of your greens over there.
So it's while we are on the greens, let's just go to the green smoothie because we've got literally a few minutes left. Yeah,
okay.
And I know that nobody wants me to let you go out of the studio unless you've given us that green smoothie, so that at least they can try that for the rest of the week.
Okay, so the green smoothie I posted it, I think, last week on my Instagram as well.
Then I'll share it again.
So my base is 1/2 can of coconut water, some ice blocks, and then a big handful of baby spinach, 1/2 mango. What else do I put in there? And then if I want some dairy, because I limit my dairy also a bit, but if I'm having dairy, I'll have about 2 tablespoons of full fat or double cream plain yogurt, 1 teaspoon of honey if you want sweetness, but it's not necessary. And then you blitz that all up.
Oh, cool. So that was 1/2 can of coconut water, ice blocks.
Yes.
And then about 1 handful of baby spinach, 1/2 mango, 2 tablespoons of full fat yogurt.
Yes.
I would have thought low fat yogurt.
No. We don't want low fat because low fat means that man interfered with that and took things out and put stuff in.
Okay. That's a good thing because I'm always saying low fat. And then your honey. Right?
Yes.
And you just blend it all up.
I had so many people after I posted that recipe saying, oh, wow, you don't actually even taste the greens.
Okay, so we're going to post this and we're going to make sure that everybody tries and gives us their comments and lets us know how it went and how it went down and how it tasted and everything. That's all the time we have with Mariam Jakut Harris. Exactly. Good food takes time, even when we're just talking about it. Shukran so much to you for coming in and chatting to us and helping us out with that healthy start. Until next Monday, have an amazing week. From me, Rishan Isaacs, assalamu alaikum.